Hello and welcome to the All Things Anxiety podcast. My name is Jeff Gregson. I am the host and the creator of the All Things Anxiety community. And just wanted to thank you for joining me today. So today's podcast is going to be on what I call the ideal morning to combat anxiety. For many people, they experience high anxiety in the morning or at night. You know, they can experience it throughout the day, but it seems to peak either in one of those bookends. And so I want to talk about what you can do in the morning, because this will help those individuals who deal with anxiety when they first wake up, that just tightness and fluttering and heart racing when they first wake up in the morning. But also, if you can start off the morning with doing some things right to help beat the anxiety, it can help you the rest of the day. So appreciate you joining me, and I hope you find this helpful, and we'll catch you in a second. So again, welcome to the All Things Anxiety podcast. I appreciate you joining me today. And today's topic being, how do I deal with morning anxiety? So it's interesting when I talk to my clients. It is true. People tend to deal with their anxiety more either in the morning or in the evening. So some of the things I'm going to talk about today will also apply to an evening routine and some evening behaviors to help deal with your anxiety. So just be aware of that. I know for me personally, I deal with a lot of anxiety in the morning. I wake up, I feel kind of that rush, you know, in my chest, that tightness, sometimes my stomach feeling a little bit upset, and darn well knowing it's anxiety that's attacking me. So here's some things that I've learned for myself, but also just professionally and from other professionals on how to deal with that morning anxiety. So the key is to have a routine that challenges you. Now, part of that routine is going to be things that you do to prevent the anxiety, to maintain the anxiety at bay, right? Not keep the anxiety, but be able to work on maintaining not having anxiety, and then what you do in the moment with the anxiety. So when you first get up, one of the first things you want to do is get moving. Anxiety, of course, tries to convince you to stay in bed, right? Or you're trying to convince yourself to stay in bed to overcome the anxiety. But the truth is, you never fall back asleep when that anxiety is high. You feel the tension, you feel the energy in you, not a positive energy, but you feel the energy in you, and you got to get up, okay? So laying there just makes it grow. So I say one of the best things to do is get up and get moving. So exercise, okay, is the best thing you can do. And what's the best exercise you can do? It's whatever you're willing to do most every day. Now, cardio is excellent. I think something that definitely gets your heart rate up is a must. But things like stretching, yoga, which do get your heart rate up as well, are excellent too. So as I mentioned, one of the things you want to do is you want to push back and fight the anxiety first thing when you get up in the morning. So get up, get dressed in some workout clothes, hydrate, get a little snack for some energy, hit the gym, hit the road, hit the trail, hit the yoga studio, whatever it is that you do, do it first thing. After that, come back, obviously, you know, start getting ready for the day, get showered, get dressed, get some breakfast, eat a healthy breakfast. That's very important to do in the morning. And then from there, we're going to do some things that are more of what we call the prevention of future and further anxiety and the maintenance of trying to keep your mood a little more stable. So after the workout, most people find that their anxiety drops. So if they wake up and their anxiety is a 10 out of a 10, after the workout, they tend to find that they're down to a 6 or a 7 or lower, just depending on the person. That's the wonderful thing about anxiety is it hits us all at different levels. There's this whole gamut of where it can fall on. So when you get back again from your workout, after you've hydrated, got some nutrition, got ready, still moving, you're going to do something to help calm your mind, okay? This can be reading. This can be mindful meditation. This can be, you know, prayer. Whatever it is that works for you to calm the mind and also give yourself some positive self-work and self-statements. So in this as well, I want you to make sure you're doing a positive affirmation with yourself during this and positive intentions, which is basically, these are the things I want to accomplish. These are the things I can and will do today. And this is why I'm a good person. And go through and talk about all the positive characteristic traits and qualities that you have and tell yourself this. Now, if you can do this in a way that you're speaking it out loud, that's excellent. Sometimes we feel a little bit weird doing that when other people are listening or around us. But if you can do it where you speak it out loud, that is awesome. Okay. So after you complete that, okay, then you continue to move on to some other things of planning. All right. Looking at your day, deciding what you need to get done, what you don't need to get done. Okay. Things that you can put off that you're intentionally putting off, as opposed to giving yourself a list of things that you trick yourself into thinking you'll do and then only feel like a failure at the end of the day when you don't. Okay. Make a very realistic of your tasks for the day and then your goals and then what you need to get done. From there too, some of the best things you can do as well is, again, that nutrition. Okay. So again, have a good breakfast, but also plan your nutrition for the day so you keep yourself being fueled. Continue with the positive self-talk, you know, throughout the day. And as well, look for other opportunities throughout the day to be a little active, whether it be take a walk, you know, a stretch, a few push-ups or sit-ups here and there. If you're a person who sits at their desk and works all day, make sure that you're doing some things to keep that body moving when you can. Now, of course, these are things that I'm talking about that need to be part of your routine. There's obviously a lot of things, and if you've been listening to my podcast, you'll have heard a lot of different things I teach to help with your anxiety. Of course, implement all those things in as well. And if you haven't listened to my other podcasts, listen to them. You'll get some great tips and tricks on how to deal with your anxiety. But these are the things that I say add to your morning. Make them routine. And then again, make sure they're challenging. So that workout, make sure it's something that you're really pushing yourself and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. You want to start the day showing yourself that you can do difficult things and that you're very capable. Okay. Well, I hope this has been helpful. Before I close, I do want to let my listeners know that I am running another Parenting an Anxious Child class. It'll be Tuesday, October 15th at my office here in Fruit Heights, Utah. It's 7 to 9 p.m. Great class. It's only $35 an individual or $50 for a parenting couple. And you can register at my website, allthingsanxiety.com, and it's an awesome class. I suggest you come check it out if you have kids who are dealing with anxiety or if you yourself are dealing with anxiety. This is for parents to come and to learn. Again, appreciate you joining me, and we'll catch you next time.